Bonjour.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Buongiorno.
Yeah, buongiorno.
Vanakkam.
So today is Friday,
21st
of August, 2015.
Let's all pat mistakes. Each other. No, we did it.
We have done.
I see nothing.
And here we are off the cuff. The number 40 is the 40.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And welcome, Oiseau. Welcome, Renu.
Welcome, Andrea.
Hey, you know what's happened? Yeah. Today, I know nothing.
Me too.
Already? So let's start discovering.
Why we have nothing to say today?
Because we have a beautiful glasses on your nose. This morning you have a black glasses, make you so fantastic.
You know where they come
from? You know where they come from? They come from the health center with
health fund.
Great.
750 rupees.
Great.
Amazing, no?
They look as good as Roland's, which are Ray-Bans.
So you see the social stuff, it can give you a good look.
Good look and also good feeling. So you can hear, you can feel, you can see properly everything.
Yeah, probably. All the topic of today.
No, that's all topic.
So what's going on in Oroville these days, you guys? What's making you happy? What's making you sad?
First, today, we have to say to our auditors that the sky is not blue.
No, it's gray. It's lovely, cool. Yeah. It feels like the beginning of the monsoon, although it's August.
Yeah. So that's why my mind has the same feeling. It's relaxed, completely gray also, maybe, with some intervention of some sun, maybe sometime, no?
I want to make some wildlife reporting. In our place, the pig families are expanding.
Pig?
We are pigs. And they're trotting around free, wild. And they just have more and more babies, and they're more and more unafraid, and the dogs can't do anything about them. The mama pig just turns around them and looks at them, and finally the dogs all have to freeze. Yeah. And then they bark, and then the mama pig attacks them a little bit, so then they run away. And I have the small sausage dog, so he's quite concerned about his life.
We have 20 pigs, small, big,
you all can start a business out of it.
Of course. No, I try to
FMC if you're allowed.
No, we do wildlife protection.
We already had the TLC children come in and decide that they wanted to catch one, and one of them wanted to barbecue it, the other wanted to fatten it up. So they went through, the one of them wanted to sit with leaves in the trees and hunt it with bow and arrows. So we've told them to come and observe them. Me, personally, I like them because, for me, I pretend that they're little hippopotamuses from far away, but in fact they're not. But it gives you that really feeling of living in the wild.
They clean the place. It's amazing.
Yeah, they do a very good job.
They keep everything.
Other wildlife sightings is they've been seeing deers in Oroville here and there.
Again?
Yep.
Oh.
So there are a few deers living in the forest, and sometimes they're around fertile side. A lot of times they've been seen around Forkhamis side, where we live. So actually, you know, if I was the master planner of Oroville, I would make a green
corridor for them.
Obviously. Mm. And so I would try and link up fertile forest eventually to Cullah Valley. And then all the forests that we have in Oroville, I would abandon all these roads and plans and things like that. That just seems quite artificial. And look at what's happening. What are the land holdings that we have today? And where are the most biggest forests? And not say, oh, well, that was a high density area. No, there's a forest there. So now it's going to be a forest area. And then just link all of these forests from Forkhamis to fertile. And not 4-meter corridor. Or let's not be joking about what an animal
needs. Let's see if we will get 250 pigs, how big will be the corridor?
So we are speaking about wildlife today in this of the cuff. There is a limit. So for example, if it is too much pigs one moment, what will we do?
Well, it's like the peacocks. They're a pest.
Yeah, a pest for you. Ah, okay.
Peacocks are a real pest. Yeah,
somehow they are protecting also by the fact there are not so many snakes because they're eating snakes.
But I like snakes.
Yeah, but sometimes as poisonous.
We love all the animals, but there is a kind of harmony between each one.
There's no predator for the peacock.
Okay. Yeah. If for the pigs, it's the tiger. If the tiger, there is elephant. If for the elephant, the mouse. So
we need, for a proper ecosystem in Oroville, let's write a project. We need a few tigers.
So what's happened in the wildlife, in the human being, in Oroville?
Particularly
the feeling of this week?
very recently, we all in Oro, we received an email from the RAS asking for feedback for the new policy for the entry that has been published in Evinet.
Paul Wazo, he never gets any of these emails.
Okay. Oh, you didn't get any?
I think he's Michel Gronoff, nobody knows who this guy. So they don't put him on any list. So I get
I'm
all of
so
these.
I'm so happy to have no mail. She got 8 emails by day. I have one or two. It already is too much for me.
So anyhow, we receive this request of giving feedback regarding the new entry policy. It's quite a long document that you have to read it, and I gave it myself the full rate for approval for all the things. In spite, I have some reserve in some of the proposal, but I'm appreciating very much what has been done by the study group that has spent so much time into try to do something different. Yeah. That I take as a granted that the best they can.
So
again, 5 stars for each.
Yeah, I've been surprised. This new entry policy have been pushed by the Italian network. In fact, conspiracy. Santo, no, he pushed over this 5 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
Italian.
That's one thing. Since you're saying that, I just want to mention that people don't actually realize that every small thing, and it shouldn't be like this, but it is every small thing. I found out that in order to do the lunch scheme, it took Jocelyn and Nicole 2 years to get people to agree to it and to actually have the lunch scheme. So every small things, you were telling me about the well in Kalabumi. Getting the well in Kalabumi took you more than 9 months because...
Yeah, we decided to make the well. So then you have to accept to give that to the community. Mm-hmm. So everybody start to scratch his head, say
disagree.
Yes, no, disagree, agree. So you need to have... When suddenly you issue, go to the collective, it's like you need to give time to the people to digest that. And after some months... Years, if you are lucky, they say, oh, okay.
It's good.
So for the well in Kalabumi, it took for us 9 months.
Great, because it's still working and perfect.
You have to fight to say, no, I will give you water. It's incredible.
Before the well comes, even people are fighting about who gets the water.
well done. And I saw it also FMC report very recently.
I didn't.
It was a long list of this and that and this and that and this and that. And that make me again thinking about the value of giving the chance to a Rovilian to get this information in real time with FM station. We cannot pretend to you cannot have any kind of positive feedback by publishing this way, because finally we don't understand anything about the process of the decision. So we need
in the idea of efficiency, we think we have to give a digested document to the people, but actually it's inefficient because people haven't joined the process.
Absolutely. The fact that we want to get this FM license because we are going to make an interview with FMC, maybe every day they sit in this place and ask what they're discussing about, not taking them microphone inside and spying about the process of the decision, but say, today we are going to talk about this issue or this matter. Okay, the people in Oro will see it, and after maybe 1 week or 2 weeks, they see something in news and notes, so they're ready to digest a little bit better. Mm-hmm. The fact that you get from one moment to another one a full list of items that has been...
That they worked on,
it's much more complicated to accept because, again, you are not part of this process. So I'm really looking forward to secure the license, the FM license for us. For that reason, we need to have
this real time.
Yes, update every day
and more personalized.
Yeah, but you know the problem. You are informed. You can be informed of different issues, but you cannot be involved in the same degree in each issue. Sometimes I am only 1% because other people take it that it's just a support. Sometimes you have to be more involved, you have to give time. Sometimes you have to take the issue during 3-5 years. Okay?
Sure.
So it's a sort of equilibrium between the people.
Balance,
no?
Balance.
For example, if we took the issue of the sludge, so we have a good news for the moment, we find, finally, when we say we find, who? The land board find a new place near Fertal, so now we have to go there. And when you realize, okay, you have a piece of land, start all the checking. We have to check exactly where is the land, so we need to bring LRM teams, they have to go there. After we have to bring another team for making the fences. After now we have to bring the GCB to make all this, what we call the composting, to use the sludge to fertilize this land, no? So this stuff. In fact, you realize that you need all the time somebody that take the issue in long term, Eh, you have some group, some people coming. It's more a chain of implementations. Mm. If we don't want to have some boss, the BCC, UFMC, that playing the office boss in this, we need to understand that in the army, you have a chain of commandment. Mm-hmm. You have the boss in this. Here, if we want to go more towards the divine anarchy, means each individual has to be interconnected. Any kind of holistic network.
Exactly. I don't think
there,
but it is.
to finish, what I understood is not a chain of commands that we need. It's a chain of implementations.
Mm.
It means exactly. It's like a house. It means for everybody, you work maybe in this part, but you understand that you need to start to find the land. Mm. After you need to do to be sure where is the land. Mm. After you need to make the fence. It's not a question of order or boss. It's just a question of process of implementations.
Correct.
So it will be more that for me.
But
so
that's not often what happens, because each person wants to feel important, has their own idea. So generally what happens in the chain of command is there's often blockages instead of...
To have a command, you have to obey.
I mean, there's two things. You bring up a point to me that I was just thinking, like, for me, where I have a little bit of a rub with the institutions is they have a hard time accepting that spontaneous networking of people that are actually doing, because they feel like they're the ones that has to say, no, you do. So actually they get a lot into the way. And I was thinking how things seem to happen quite simply in the old days, or people got a house, or da-da-da, you know, how they just found their way around and it wasn't monitored and controlled. Maybe there was some abuse and those things should have been dealt with, but mostly it was quite flexible and it happened. You know, people find the right place with the right people because it was quite easy to move around and it wasn't such a complicated thing.
I think
so this micromanaging is actually it's needed to stop the abuse, but it needs to step back when it sees that, oh, these are people of good intention, this is what they're trying to do. Finally, what is the money for? It's to help the people. It's not just, like, for example, if it's housing, it's not just what are the house for? The house is for the person to live so that he can continue to offer his work to wherever. So it needs a little wider
I fully agree with you, and the tool like the radio, it can just facilitate this process. It's not
You know, you have to start, for example, I have to observe myself in all this issue, because sometimes I got nerves, sometimes I this. And I realize that if I say that, like now in the radio, chain of implementations, so myself, if I put, for example, 80%, a lot of energy, I have to... It's like theater or like free jazz. At some moment, you have to stop to make your solo. There is other people. So you have to constantly to say, oh, these people have to go in front now. Now is this my friend have to go. Oh, he has to go back. Now is this one. So if you understand that already you are not, you cannot do nothing alone. If you understand that you need friends, that you want to create a new fraternity of work, how to trust more and more like that. So you feel inside that sometimes your ego, so you have to, so after you say, oh, I have to be more open, I have to accept to give the issue to everybody, even if you hear stupidity, opinion, or, you know, opinion is that, it's like when you are in issues doing many times, it's like a video series, no? Movie series, no? You have episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. Sometimes you are in episode 4, and the people start to speak to you about episode 2. Okay? They are late of 1 year.
So you have to be patient.
So you have to listen one more time to all these arguments. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think what we see now with this entry, new policy, I think it's done in the same way. It was a group of people that were interested in different kind of aspect of entry that slowly by slowly get into it.
But you know, and Andrea, it's true, okay, policies are a little bit, there are some very stupid decisions and some policies that are actually very unhelpful to Oroville's growth that should be just thrown out the window. But finally, it's not so much the policy, it's what the person has inside. You know, if you're sitting in housing group and you have 3 apartments and you're not aware that there's a housing crisis, where is it going? When is it going to come?
Aha, uh-huh, I hear something. If you are sitting in a housing group.
No, for example. So for example, it's for each Orovillian, no matter where they're sitting, or if you're sitting in the entry group and you are constantly hating people, maybe that's not the right place to stay. So what I'm just saying, finally, policy, not policy, it really depends on each individual sitting in an administrative position, which is more important than just baking bread and all of that, because the effect, your rep, representing Orville, therefore you're actually representing Mother's intention. And so it's very important for you to constantly relate to the charter, not to the policy, and to see honestly, sincerely, where you're at. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. But, you know.
What did you say? You said the same thing. She said, sorry. I have to be politically correct.
So, I think the entry policy is not the entry policy. It's empowering the Orovillians. It's not the entry service.
Exactly.
Will be, let's say, an interface between the Orovillians, the newcomer.
That's very
they
welcome.
Will facilitate the entry process, but not judging them.
Yeah, but you see, okay, that's fine to say. But housing has always tried to link the entry with the housing because they have a crisis and they say, well, what you accept people and then we can't house
because
the
they are feeling
so
that
all
they are responsible about
so
it.
What the entry group has to do is look, there's no guarantee of housing. We're letting you into Orville, but you can't, you know. Housing is limited in its capacity. Don't yell at them. Try and find a place. But what's not fair in Orville is. You know, Andrea, I was just telling Wazo, when I was a kid, all of Certitude was our place. There was nobody in Orville. So there was some people in Forecomers, and there was us in Certitude. And Charlie was living in Forecomers and like that. There was nobody. So naturally, you know, our seedling thing was huge. My horse corral was enormous and everything. And then this house comes in. Okay, so you have to make your seedling garden smaller. And this house comes into your horse corral. So you take out the pillars and move your horse somewhere else. I never thought I had the right to say, yes, no, you can come, you can't come, I am the steward, this is my property. That, and then with Lavenir's egomania of trying to organize it, which is partially needed, but mostly they're trying to so much direct a vision that they have that really doesn't fit the reality, it doesn't fit what people have, it doesn't fit their capacity, it doesn't fit, you know, all these high-rise buildings and apartments, it doesn't fit for everybody. So other alternatives have to be offered. And Pony Farm is great, it's good, but, you know, there need to be other things. Anyway, so all...
Bravo, c'est fini.
I don't need to say more?
No,
because next time...
I just think it's very bizarre that my conclusion is it's very bizarre that people have taken, you know, the right to be in
Madame,
Orville,
Madame
listening, Renaud, living in Orville, with an Orville charter to say, no, you can't live here. What part of the charter is
correct,
that?
Madame Renaud, Andrea, we have to make investigations about this.
Un moment, il y a quelque chose que je dois dire.
Yes.
So 251369 in financial service, otherwise oroviradio.org/donate.
Keep the radio alive.
What do we do? Nothing.
Nothing. We do nothing.
We just do blah blah. It's air. We move the air around.
You guys, we give you a feeling of what's happened this week, if we are happy, not happy. May we say bye bye. Oh, sorry.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Panakam. Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye bye.